I'm Janet Stilson. I am both a journalist as well as an author of sci-fi books. One is called The Juice, and the second book is called The Universe of Lost Messages.
This is the first episode of a series with Janet Stilson about the Charismites. Janet Stilson doesn't just write about the future, she reports it. A veteran journalist who cut her teeth at Variety, covering the global media landscape, she's also an award-winning novelist whose cyberpunk tales have been shaped by years of interviewing the executives that actually build tomorrow. Her novels, The Juice and Universe of Lost Messages, aren't speculative fiction from the outside looking in. They're grounded in real conversations with the architects of media and technology. She's been recognized by everyone from Meryl Streep and Nicole Kidman's Writers Lab to major book award committees, and her short stories have appeared in Asimov's and other prestigious publications. What makes Janet uniquely suited to explore sci-fi with us, she brings both a journalist's eye for what's actually happening now and a storyteller's vision for what comes next. She's lived and worked everywhere from Shanghai to Paris to the Riviera, and she brings all those perspectives home to her grounded, provocative fiction. Welcome, Janet. Great to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Wow. So you've lived around the world, or at least visited around the world. You know, I've actually lived in China 7 years too, so I have a connection with Shanghai. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And you were in Shanghai, like, if you don't mind my asking, how long were you in Shanghai?
You know what? I used to go to conferences in Hong Kong before the handover.
Oh.
So I'm talking like, you know, the 1990s was when I did most of my international reporting. And I did a couple of side trips into Shanghai because at the time I was researching a historical script that was based on a short story that was set in Shanghai in like the tea trading era of clipper ships and whatnot. So yeah, I have very fond memories of China.
Are you familiar with a city called Xiamen?
No, is that where you were?
Yeah, it starts with an X, so it's a very like foreign naming place. Yeah, it's in the south side of China, but I've worked in China and I've spent probably, I don't know, a couple of years in Shanghai when you accumulate the amount of time I spent there. Yeah. Well, you know, The Juice is set in the near future. How has the world changed what it's like today?
Well, there's good things and there's bad things. So on the sort of cool side of things, transportation has really changed in the sense that cars are maglevs in that they hover in the air and they go at tremendous speeds. So somebody can cross the United States in a matter of hours instead of a matter of days. There's also something called a foodster, which is kind of like, you know, the Jetsons in the sense that you have this machine in your kitchen where you plug in a code and say you want eggplant parmesan, you know, within a matter of minutes. Presto, there it is.
Sweet.
There's also something, yeah, there's also even sweeter as far as I'm concerned. There is under development a baggage compressor. So like if you go on a trip,
yeah,
you don't have to like lug your luggage through, you know, security. It just compresses it to like essentially like the size of a phone, and you can just put it in your pocket and just come and go. So that's on the cool side of things. There's also super nations. The world has coalesced into these gigantic nations. So instead of the United States, there's United America, which stretches from Canada down to the tip of Argentina. And the same is true for other continents as well. There's also a powerful media company called New Hope, which is sort of sprung from the hip of what we think of as the PBS network, but it is a huge media conglomerate, the most powerful in the world, and it is controlled by the United America government. In fact, the chairman of the company is the vice president of the United States.
Okay.
There's three classes of society where you have a very, very slim proportion of the population, which are the elites, which are super wealthy people. Then there's a middle class, which is much smaller than what we have as the middle class today. And then there is a massive underclass, which are known as the chav. So that gives you just kind of a taste of things.
Oh, and is that chav, C-H-A-V? Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, got it. Wow. Yeah, I have a question about the maglev cars in Shanghai. Did you ride the maglev train in Shanghai?
I did not. No.
Oh,
cool?
Maybe it wasn't there when you were there. What year were you in Shanghai again?
Probably around 1999, something like that.
Yeah, I think it started somewhere in 2010s or something. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, no. Well, so the chav, massive underclass, the middle, smaller than what we have today, and the elite. And this is the new U.S. I don't recall what you called it again, the American... Please.
United America.
Okay, cool. I'm looking over our notes and there's something about a sperm crisis. What's that about?
Well, and this is actually something that is somewhat based on what's going on today, where in this futuristic world, a lot of men have sperm that can't be used to conceive healthy children. So there's a real sperm crisis by people who are trying to just have normal children, conceive normal children. So that's sort of it in a nutshell. It goes on from there, but that's essentially what's going on.
Wow. Okay. So I'm hearing this is not I don't believe this is a utopia then. We're probably going somewhere nearer to dystopia on the scale.
Yeah. I mean, there's good things, but yeah, there's things that are rather troubling for sure.
Cool. And, what was that about the CBS?
The PBS?
PBS, right. He's also the president?
He's the vice president. He's the chair. The company is called New Hope.
Oh, okay.
And the vice president of United America is the chairman of this big media conglomerate. There's also, a CEO of the company that works under him. But the government, that's just a sort of an example of how much government control there is within this company, which is massively commercial. I mean, we think of PBS as basically has sponsorships. So the advertising is very toned down today. But in this new world, it is like over the top commercial in all sorts of different ways.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you with the headphones on who are listening to Sci-Fi Thoughts. You've been listening to the show for a while. You must be enjoying it because you keep coming back. Well, hey, help me out. Tell your friends, your family, other people who would like to listen to Sci-Fi Thoughts. Give me a hand. Help me grow the show. So go ahead and right now, just send a text message, write an email, turn around and talk to the person next to you and tell them about Sci-Fi Thoughts. They can find us via Google or they could type in scifithoughts.space. We've got more value for you folks. They're right there in the show notes. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for easy access. And if you downloaded this podcast from a website, go back to the website where you downloaded it and you will see the show notes there. Next episode, more Janet Stilson.
So in The Juice, there are three main characters who don't know each other at the start, but their worlds collide. Can you tell us about that?
The first character I want to tell you about is called Luscious Malata. And Luscious is a part of that massive Chav underclass. Like me, she grew up in upstate New York, but unlike me, she's dirt poor. She also isn't much to look at. I mean, she's pretty ugly, but she's a charmer. She has lots of friends. She's funny. People love to be around her. And she's also incredibly brave, by the way. And she catches the eye of an executive within that giant New Hope Corporation that I mentioned.